kicking off hour number two of the show. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. Everybody
and
who's
they work tonight.
That's right. Everybody who's online can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. We got calls coming in, Manwich, so we're going to get back to them. Here it is, the show about your calls. And again, you can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Let's go back to Robert in Oregon. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi there.
Now, Robert, before we went away, you were telling us what you considered the three distinct types of people
right.
that make up the Libertarian Party.
And what I was going to say about the kooks, you know, the part one.
Yes, group number one, the kooks.
You know, and I can't tell you how many booths I've been at, you know, state fairs, county fairs, informational booths, whatnot.
Gotcha.
You had kooks at the county fair?
And I invariably get paired with some kook, and there's, you know, genuine people who come up and are interested in the Libertarian Party, and some, you know, partner kook seizes on them and starts talking about how, you know, a certain amendment to the Constitution wasn't formally ratified because there was a conspiracy, and fluoridation is a communist plot, and
my God. You know,
the Art Bell types.
Here's my question for you. I mean, as somebody who's done the very same thing, I've done plenty of outreach booths as well at county fairs, gun shows, etc. Who's putting this together? Who is putting this kook at a public booth? I think you need to have a talk with whoever that is because, I'm not the one.
Basically, unfortunately, I think the Libertarian Party in many areas of the country is still in such a state of development that they'll take any volunteer they can get their hands on.
That much is
crazy.
True.
Yeah.
That much is true. And I can say, I can agree with that because I was instrumental in creating the Libertarian Party here in the Suncoast area of Florida.
Right.
And I actually was the one who was putting together these booths for
right.
a long time. And so since I was putting them together, I was in control of who was involved. And so
right.
it was always my people, you know, that
right.
were involved in the booths. And I had total, and I was there the entire time as well. So it really, I mean, it took a lot of dedication from me, but the booths were always done the right way, at least as far as I could tell, while I was there. And I agree with what you're saying. The supply of volunteers is slim. And just getting the volunteers that say they're going to show up is a whole other episode.
What right. are the other two types in the Libertarian
the other
Party?
Two, okay, you know, the type in the middle is, you know, your average, you know, average Libertarian that, you know, genuinely wants to affect change, to mm-hmm. make things happen, and to use the regular, you know, channels to make that happen. You know, your letters to the editor, your activism, your running for office, your, you know, cable
okay.
access shows, your wide
right.
variety of stuff.
Okay.
And that's where I consider myself, kind of in the normal middle, because I found, just by working those booths so many years, the average person gets scared about the Libertarian Party and the philosophy, because and they ask real concrete questions like, you know, who's gonna fill the potholes?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, how's the water gonna come out of the faucet? And you know, when you have these folks talking about abolish everything and, you know, and you have to help people get
That's my boy Ian.
Is that the third group?
Actually, the third group, in my opinion, is growing. And I'm a little depressed that it's growing. And it's kind of, I don't know if I want to say accommodationist, but the folks who are tired of the Libertarian Party losing time after time after time and are starting to inch toward sacrificing some of the platform in order to start getting elected.
I think those people are in charge of the, some of them are in charge of the party now.
Well, we can talk about the exit plan, the Iraq exit plan.
Can you believe that?
I'm appalled.
Okay, let's recap this, and it's not fair because we don't have the communications director from the Libertarian Party on board with us, who I actually spoke with earlier this week, and he seems like a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of a hand he had in creating this, but the Libertarian Party is supposedly the party of principle.
Right.
The whole deal with the Libertarian Party, the thing that separates it from those other parties out there, is that when you join the Libertarian Party, and I don't mean when you register to vote.
Right.
Okay, there's a difference between registering to vote as a Libertarian or Republican or Democrat and actually joining the party.
Joining the party and paying the dues. Right.
Right. Joining the party means you're a party member at that point, and as you said, you're paying the dues. When you join the party, there's a, something, again, this is critical, that sets us apart from the rest. You sign a statement that says very simply that I do not support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Simple statement, but it's very powerful in what it means. It means that you will not point guns at somebody in order to get them to behave in a certain way to achieve a certain political ends.
Right.
And, I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. It was very simple. I read it back when I was 18 and I understood it. I mean, whether or not I agreed, whether or not I was 100% libertarian when I signed that, I signed it because it made sense. It was a principle that worked for me. Even if I couldn't necessarily apply it in my head to everything at that moment, I knew, I understood what it meant. I understood that I was bound by it. I understood that even if I personally felt that, well, maybe we do need a little bit of government in this one area, I would have to stick to my principle because I put my name to it.
Right.
And now these pragmatists, I guess what you might want to call them.
That's a good term.
Yeah. Now these pragmatists are saying, well, we're losing all these elections. Maybe we need to loosen up on the whole liberty thing and just kind of forget about the principles so we can get these partial libertarians involved.
Let's not forget that there's no other political party that's has a plan for the exit, an exit strategy for Iraq. I mean, we are the only ones that have put forth an exit strategy.
So leave it to the partial libertarian in the room to make an excuse for the Libertarian Party.
You know what? Give me the pragmatist jacket. I'll wear it.
If you're going to be a pragmatist, you can be a member, I think, and still vote libertarian and think that way. But to be in charge, at a national level of this sort of thing,
the exit plan, the Libertarian Party national exit plan, which calls for the troops to stay in another year and billions more in foreign aid, I was just dumbfounded.
It was the most unlibertarian thing I've ever read to come out of the Libertarian Party, and I hate to say this, but it reaffirmed that I'm not going to be contributing any sort of funds to them anymore. I haven't contributed any money to Libertarian Party, and I'm a life member.
Yeah.
I haven't contributed any money to them for a couple of years now. I still volunteer. I still help out at the booths and things like that. But as long as they're going to be unprincipled at a national level, they can't expect support from somebody who is principled.
And I'm seriously considering the same. And we have those folks on the local level who are. You know, they decide that, you know, a little bit of liberty is better than none at all. But the problem is they think that once they've achieved a 1% tax reduction,
it's time to party then.
Right.
Yeah, 1%, big deal. One step forward, but then the other politicians will just take two more steps back.
And they basically say that, well, we need to move the party because, you know, we're tired of losing. You know, the people are over there, we're over here, so we need to go believe what they believe.
What do you have to say in response to that, though?
That if you want to go join a party that believes what they believe, there's two over there, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah, or go join the Constitution Party. They're unprincipled, too.
Yeah.
Or the Green Party. Go ahead, take your pick. The traction of the Libertarian Party is that you can predict where they're going to land on an issue. You can bring up an issue, and the libertarian position will always be the same. It will be consistent. But when you have inconsistency within the party of principle, you don't have a party of principle anymore.
Right. And
well,
so those are basically my three sectors of the group. And, you know, I consider myself in the middle, just, you know, plain old folks.
Robert, we're glad you're out there, and it's been an interesting conversation. I hope it hasn't turned off, you know, too many listeners. Just to let them, well, I mean, so it's inter-party stuff, and I don't know. I hope that it's interesting on a basis of this is the kind of stuff that goes on within a political party.
Right.
This is the kind of wrangling and fighting, the infighting that happens, and it's crazy. No wonder we can't get anything done. Thanks for the call, man. Wow. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. More coming up to your show. Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the Free State Project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. Tuesday night edition. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 26,000 posts. Everything on there from fun stuff to silly stuff to downright serious. Go check it out, freetalklive.com. Over 600 people involved there so far. Quickly growing, almost. We're on our way to 700, very close. freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, Manwich. Let's talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, good.
Awesome show. Good
breath
of fresh air.
Good, good.
I have a quick question. I was thinking about the Free State Project the other night.
Me too.
And I tend to think about it a lot.
I think about it in the shower. Is that wrong?
No, I do as well. It's a good thing to do.
Not just me then. All right, go ahead.
I have a serious question. This is directed towards Man, which mostly because I've heard you guys talking about refusing and basically ignoring the taxes.
Manwich can't take serious questions, but you can try.
Oh, okay. And it's always seemed that, and I totally understand the fear behind doing that. If there was a
It's prison and sodomy, really.
Oh, I'm scared of the same things. I definitely don't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was, how large of a group of individuals would it take if a situation were to arise like the Free State Project, where people were to band together and all decide that they were going to refuse, ignore, and just not participate in the tax system? How large of a group would that take before you would feel comfortable?
How large would a group
How many other people would have to commit to stop paying taxes before Manwich would commit to stop paying taxes?
You know, it would depend on the size of the government that we're talking about. If we're talking about a national government, if we're talking about...
Let's call it federal government.
So this is federal,
you can keep paying your property taxes. Keep paying your property taxes.
Well, now, I would take a much smaller group of people in property taxes because the organization that would want to take my property away would be a smaller organization.
Let's say federal.
Okay, so federal. Would they all be in the same state or would they be set, you know, spread out? We're going to assume they're all in the same state?
Spread out.
It'd have to be pretty good numbers, like 20,000.
Like 20,000.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm ready to do it on my own right about now.
Really? You're fed up.
I'm angry. I'm living where I live right now. It's driven me to the point of losing my mind.
He's in California. John in California.
Now, John, I would like to make it clear. I'm pretty sneaky about my write-offs.
Oh, you know, completely.
I don't pay a lot of taxes as it is, but I don't. But I'm sneaky. You know, like I'm a weasel about it. I'm like, do you understand? I'm not standing up and say, "Go to hell, all of you! I'm not paying my taxes." I'm just going, okay, here's what I owe, and here's my penny.
Definitely. And I understand that point, but I would like to get a large enough group of people together to actually stand up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Were you the person who emailed me about this very same topic today?
Correct.
Okay. I think it's an
interesting... Sounds like you're serious.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Do you have a web savvy? Are you able to put together something like this?
Actually, I am. I'm in that industry. I'm in this computer security industry.
Well, that's perfect.
I'm starting to throw stuff together and get ideas going.
Well, you know, as I told you before, I told you via email, Free Talk Live would be more than happy to help you promote that because our listenership would be on board that bus, I'm pretty sure.
Definitely. Well, I'll keep you guys posted on where I'm at with it.
Fantastic. Anything else on your mind, John?
Nothing at all. Just keep up the good work.
The first thing you have to do, though, don't tell us now. Come up with an idea as to what you're going to call it, because you got the Free State Project. You got to have some sort of catchy title for it.
Oh, completely.
And then you got to go register the domain name. Yes, sir.
Definitely. I do have one final thing. I haven't heard you guys mention it, but if people are subscribed through podcasts, it would be a good idea to have them go resubscribe again through iTunes. So you can start climbing the charts on iTunes.
Yes, it would. I have withheld mentioning iTunes on the air because their service isn't quite up to par yet. We promoted it off the air. We promoted it via the updates list. We're trying to get on their top 100 list. But I actually contacted Apple today about a possible trade deal. So we'll mention iTunes more often if they want to trade with us, like give us featured status on their site, etc. So I think that's a good idea, but we're holding off on promoting that for now.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Well, thank you.
Keep us updated on that project because it sounds exciting to me.
Completely. Talk to you.
Much appreciated. 800-259-9231. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well,
borrow from the best, they say.
I'm just wondering, does it take away from the Free State Project? That's kind of what my thought was.
I wouldn't see why it would. I would think that it would be a parallel thing. I think a lot of Free State Project members would be interested in joining on to this.
Hmm.
I mean, he's not competing with them.
Okay.
I don't think at all. I mean, you're going to have people from the Free State Project. You're going to have people who would never consider joining the Free State Project. The people in this country that are fed up with the way the government treats people, with the way the government operates, the way they fleece the American people, the way they lie, waste our money, etc. And they basically be just a group of people saying, we've had enough. Here we are. Come get us. Come get us. There are 5,000 of us now that aren't going to pay taxes. And actually, there is the We the People organization, this organization, the tax freedom organization that has been, they're involved in a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit against the IRS. And they actually, they have over 2,000 people, I think, in their class action lawsuit that are, that have said that as a result of being in this class action lawsuit, they are no longer going to be paying taxes because they've had enough as well. It's not quite the same as what he's proposing, because the We the People organization has basically said that, well, if the government can show us that this is legitimate, then we'll pay. Well, I don't think that if you could even show me that your taxes are so-called legitimate, that I would want to pay them, because I don't agree with what you do. You're a group of violent thugs pointing guns at people. You, meaning the government.
Yeah.
Group of violent thugs trying to get your way, trying to impose your will on others, and that's just wrong. I disagree with it on a fundamental level. Not just because the law was written wrong. What, you want to have them go and rewrite the law so it's clear that you owe taxes? Who cares what the law says? What matters is what they do. And they're doing the wrong thing. They're hurting people. And there's no doubt about
killing
it.
Killing them.
They're killing people. Our friends over at Downsize DC just launched a new website called DownsizeDC.com. You've heard of DownsizeDC.org. Mm-hmm. Well, at DownsizeDC.com, they're actually going to be showing, and it's just getting started, but they're actually just going to be, they're going to be showing examples of how the government is hurting people with their programs. Sure, the government loves to point out examples, like if you watch the State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. For years now, the presidents have been pointing out people in the audience, and there's Mary Manwich.
They'll use our tax dollars to drag up some schleb from some,
right,
you know, state somewhere.
There's Mary Manwich. She's benefiting from our welfare program. Look how happy she is. Look, everybody loves you. Yay!
And her and her sobbing three kids.
Right. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you for that. But the thing you don't see is you don't see the thousands of people that might have had their businesses damaged, that might have been put out of work, that might have lost their homes because they couldn't pay their taxes. Or the taxes that they did pay made it so they couldn't pay their electricity bill, or they couldn't make ends meet because of their tax burden.
Or
you
more so,
see the victims.
The victims, absolutely. But even more so, everybody's a victim of some entitlement program like that, whether it's corporate welfare or individual welfare. The fact is, you're taking money away from one person so you can give it to somebody else.
And that is a fact. And wrong. I disagree with that. And so why would I want to voluntarily fund that kind of violence? 800-259-9231. So we're excited about John's little program there. Hopefully he gets it together, and hopefully he's serious about it. He sounds serious, doesn't he?
Does sound like he...
We're behind you, John. 800-259-9231. Gene the Christian Anarchist is on hold. He's waiting patiently. We're going to find out what is on his mind and your calls as well, ladies. We'll bump Gene to the back of the line if you call him, because women come first. You're on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. J-Lo may come to mind when you think of belly buttons, but my thoughts wander to Peru and to some amazing roads. Now don't wonder or wonder, because I'll tell you why when I come back. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. J-Lo knows the power of a belly button, but the Incas thought of it first. Cusco, Peru was known as the belly button of the 14,000-mile Incan road system, which crisscrossed the Andes east to west and ran north to south from Ecuador to Chile. Designed to relay messages via runners to the outreaches of the Incan Empire, the road system featured an inn every 20 miles, or one day's journey. In the 1500s, the invading Spanish planned to use the sophisticated system to easily conquer the Incas after the fall of its belly button, Cusco, but found they were challenged by the arms and legs of the roads that traversed high elevations in the Andes. I'm Bobby Likas.
Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so.
A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Get on the phone, take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We get the archive section there. You can grab the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. And it's that simple. You just go and get them. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. Just go to freetalklive.com.
You've got to let me read this email.
No.
You will not.
You've got to let me read this. Let's go back to the
last
phones.
Segment.
We'll talk about it later. What you're referring to, Manwich, is some... I mean, we've had some nut jobs call this show.
Okay.
This has to be the craziest email that that we've ever received. I don't want to read it because he keeps sending them.
Well, if the thing is it'll make the crackpots feel better because they'll realize, wow, there's crackpots out there.
Yeah, there's somebody crazier than I am. All right, maybe you can convince me to let you do it in the last segment. But we've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line from Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, that does it. I'm not calling as Gene, the Christian anarchist, anymore. I'm changing my name to Bobby C. from Tennessee. So I don't have to wait on the line so long.
Oh, that's going to be a good way to get yourself put on hold again, Gene.
Yeah, well. Hey,
You're referring to, by the way, for those who just tuned in, you're referring to our Women Come First phone policy here on Free Talk Live. And that's when a lady calls in, she gets moved to the front of the line. We've had people try those games on us before. They'll put a woman on while the call screener takes the call, and then they'll have her hand the phone to the man. It just doesn't work.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That's even better.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a good idea, but it just fails, because when we hear you're a man, you go back on hold. So what's on your mind, Gene?
Well, I wanted to tell you about some pictures I took in China, but first, since they were talking about conspiracy theories earlier, I want to tell you you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Who?
You guys are just plain wrong.
Who?
Obvious.
Well, what do you mean?
You're wrong by not wanting to focus some attention on the conspiracy theories. I'm not saying all of attention on the conspiracy theories.
They get called all the time.
I know, but I'm talking about your attitude towards them, not the fact that you actually let some of them on. I'm saying that...
We have to have that attitude, otherwise they'll just drone on with all their evidence and all the
Well, you got to look at it this way. If 9/11 really is an inside job, it's the biggest crime of the century, and it needs to be investigated. I mean,
and who's going to investigate it? Them?
No, the people will.
No, they won't.
McRuff the crime dog? Who's to investigate.
Not McRuff the crime dog. The people. You know, it's the people that make the changes. It always is. Every time there's a revolution, every time there's a...
Well, you don't need to. You don't need to investigate to have a revolution. You just have the revolution.
What got the people angry about the King of France during the
taxes, the tyranny, the concrete things. I don't think they were talking. I don't think that there was a word whispering around the colonies that the king was a member of the Illuminati. I don't think that was a factor.
Well, no, he was a member of the secret society known as the not-so-secret society known as the royalty. You know, and all, you know, as far as all that other stuff goes, you know.
Gene, if I give a forum, if I give a forum to the crackpots and I encourage them, we will get even, like, for instance, I can read to you something that is so crazy crackpot right now that you'll be like, never mind, I'm sorry I even mentioned it, guys.
Hey, I might agree with that guy. You know?
Okay, here, let me do it. Here we go.
Just a segment.
Gene, just hold on, and I've got the last segment. It starts out like this. I'm going to read it verbatim. Worldwide communist gangster, computer god, scum on top, staged like Hollywood with plastic pale, stand-in actors with communist gangster, computer god, speed recording, instantaneous, simultaneously edited, simulated voices implanted in all TV and news media microphones in any language. Unbelievable con artist gangsterism solely for the overall plan. Worldwide, eternal Frankenstein, living death slavery, yokel felon, King Jimmy Carter slime from the academies from which Mr. Chumney intelligently refused unsolicited acceptance from the most elite academy from here in Negtown. Even the most insidious con artist
from the Nut House are going to be here by the time you're
hold
done.
It, hold
Stop it.
It. Hold it, guys. I want this guy to run for president. I'll vote for him. He's got to be better than George Bush.
He does. Touche. I will give you that.
Yeah.
He can't be any more dangerous.
No.
I don't think George Bush uses very many verbs either.
I didn't get the part about Sodomy and Gomorrah, though.
Okay, well, I didn't call about conspiracy. I just called to tell.
But that's what happens. Gene, that's the example of what would happen if we opened this show up to let them talk about whatever they... I mean, we let them bring it up, but we're going to challenge them on it.
Okay, challenge all you want, but, I think there is one, and I think that the evidence is pretty strong towards that. You know, there's no conviction here. You don't have evidence.
It's all very interesting, and I've said it several times. It's interesting evidence, and I think some of it's legitimate, too. But it's just not persuasive. It's not persuasive to new people, Gene. For people that are just coming across the message of liberty, it's a non-issue for them.
Didn't call about that, okay?
All right, Gene. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good dodge.
I wanted to talk to you about some pictures I took in China.
Yes. Did you get the police car?
Yes, I finally did. I got several pictures of two different styles of police cars.
You were on a hunt for a while. You were trying.
I was on a hunt for about 8-9 days. I could not even get close to a police car because I couldn't find one. I finally found. I stumbled upon like a substation or something. So there were several police cars there. I took pictures of the new style police car and the old style police car, neither of which has the prison in the back seat, the shotgun, or the computer. All they have is a two-way radio in this stinking thing, and it's got a regular padded seat in the back, just like a car.
Mm.
There's no difference.
Huh.
In fact, it is a standard Volkswagen, made in Beijing Volkswagen car.
Interesting.
Like a bug or like a notchback or something?
No, it's more like a... the sedan, whatever, the Volkswagen.
I'm just imagining the cops driving VW bugs around town.
Yeah, that would be cute, but I didn't see a bug in China, not even one. They're not made over there. The other picture I took was, remember I told you there's all these guys that stand at all the parking entrances, and they've got their uniform on with the gold braid and the military-style hat with the polished brim and all that?
Okay, yeah.
Well, I got a picture of myself standing next to one of these guys, and he's giving the salute. I asked him if it was okay if I took a picture next to him while he did a salute. He said, sure, go ahead.
Huh.
So I took a picture of him. He's basically your kid from the countryside. He's a peasant farm boy who came to the city, wanted a job. He got a job as a security guard standing at the gate of a private entrance to, like a condominium thing.
So he's a private guard, then?
He's a private guard. And most of these guys that you see in Beijing standing on the street corner looking so militaristic, they're all private. I mean, not all of them. There are some military ones near the government buildings. But all the other buildings, you'll see these guys, they look military. They're just a private guy. And nobody carries a gun there except for, like I say, around the government buildings you will see guards with guns.
Right.
The police don't carry guns. Nobody carries guns.
It was fascinating. Your calls from there were very interesting about some of the things that go on over there. I think a lot of Americans have some severe misconceptions about China. Now, I don't want to, we're not trying to make it sound like it's a free market paradise or something like that. It's not. I mean, there's regulation there, I'm sure. But from what you're telling me, the government is certainly not as overt, at least, as our government is here.
They're not, and they don't have the income tax, thank God. You don't have to fill out a form every year and lie about how much money you made like your buddy there. Because the income tax just makes everybody in the country a bunch of liars. And by the way, I haven't paid mine for 30 years.
Mm. And 30 have they even threatened you?
Oh, they've threatened me. They've actually collected some money from me. They took money from me before I could sell a house. a lot of money.
Was it worth it?
It's worth it to me because it's a liberty issue. It has nothing to do with the money.
It's about principle.
That's about it.
There you go. That's what you get for being principled. Thanks, Gene. We appreciate it. Hey, can you do us a favor? Can you post those pictures up on the BBS if you have that ability?
Oh, my blog site.
Yeah, put a link. Put a link up on the BBS to your blog site, all right?
Okay.
Thanks, Gene, because I'm interested in seeing that. I want to see the police cars, Chinese police cars. 800-259-9231. Pictures are fun. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show. We still have moments to go here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so enough time for your calls. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Go vote for the show. Because of those of you who have voted so far this month, we are in the top four podcasts in the world, which is a big deal, according to PodcastAlley.com. Our friends over there at PodcastAlley.com, they do a little rating thing once a month. We ask you to go vote once a month. So if you haven't done it yet, just go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell a couple friends about the show and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right, man, the calls have just been rolling in tonight, man, which we've been all over the place here with the phone calls, but finally we've tapped them out, so I want to give you an update on the New London situation, because I did promise it, so we should get to it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, thankfully, we're in touch with the homeowners in the city of New London, and they've kind of been keeping us up to date via email as to what's been happening there. And one of them sent me this article, and thank goodness they did, because I didn't spot it in any of my show prep today. And I go to all the major news sites, didn't see this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the government of Connecticut has called for a moratorium on the use of eminent domain in the entire state of Connecticut as of Monday, saying no municipality, including New London, should go forward with any plans until they have revised the law to protect the rights of private homeowners. And then the article goes into various different quotes from bureaucrats and elected bureaucrats all over the state. One Democrat said, the legal case is over, but towns in our state exist by virtue of state law. They don't have any independent power, so theoretically we could tell them to stop if that's what we wanted to do. And I think since they're spending state money to do it, theoretically that's possible. He didn't actually say we're going to tell them to stop. He just said that we could if we wanted to. So we're going to say moratorium for now until we can rewrite the law. And you know what's really going on? And this is a really long article. I'm not going to get into it. But and the governor actually had a pretty good quote. I guess she's worth quoting here. Jody Rell. M. Jody Rell. Why do people do that with their names? Why do they abbreviate the first name?
Seems like lawyers do it.
Huh.
And I think that they do it for autonomy. Like, not autonomy. Yeah. Anonymity, excuse
okay.
me. They do it for the purpose of, like, maybe the friends would call me, you know, I don't know.
Jay Manwich.
Jay Manwich, and when really, no, actually it would be M, you know, Bold and Hardy, and it would be M, Bold and Hardy, and then my real friends would call me Manwich.
Got it. Well, M. Jody Rell issued this statement saying that she supported the moratorium and urging the legislator to act without delay. Quote, this issues the 21st century equivalent of the Boston Tea Party, the government taking away the rights and liberties of property owners without giving them a voice. But this time, it's not a monarch wearing robes in England. We're fighting its five-robed justices at the Supreme Court in Washington. Home ownership is often referred to as the American dream. Our homes are the places where we raise our families and build our lives. When government intrudes on our homes, it must have a defensible reason. Actually, there's no reason, in my opinion, ever for government to intrude on your homes. But nonetheless, it's a pretty good quote from a governor. And it sounds nice. And I think it's just evidence that some politicians really are just evil. And I think some of them are kind of like this governor. She's one of those politicians that is running out in front of a parade, right? You've got a group of angry people who are voters. And then you got the politicians with their fingers up in the wind. You know, they're licking their fingers, putting it up in the wind, trying to figure out what people are saying, what people are thinking. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, as soon as the New London decision came down from the Supreme Court abolishing property rights, basically, in this country, there was a major outcry. I mean, from both sides of the so-called aisle, people were feeling threatened by this, and they rightly should. And so now the politicians, those who are the parade leaders, so to speak, are running out in front of the parade saying, hey, we've been here all the whole time. I've been a big property rights supporter. Look at me. Look, we're going to protect your property rights now. Just wait for our legislation. And I think that's the problem with this article, which is pointing out that these politicians are making a lot of noise about how they're going to save the people. We're going to save the people of Connecticut. Just wait for our legislation. It will protect you.
Oh, yeah. More laws to protect us.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I'm not suggesting that there's an ulterior motive here, but there may be on some of their parts. You know, a lot of the things that politicians and the government does, one of their tactics is to just kind of let the hubbub die down. Okay, people have stopped. Okay, people have stopped talking about it now.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So now we'll make our move. You know, that kind of thing. They just wait. They wait it out. And then they take your property when nobody's looking anymore. When everybody thinks, oh, look, they passed a moratorium. We're all safe. Whew. Let's just breathe a sigh of relief and go home and sleep sound at night. Because the politicians are protecting
us. That's right. They have our best interests at heart.
I'm sorry, but they don't. Again, it's good posturing. I've got to agree with most of that quote. It sounded very nice. And to their credit, if they really do something that seems to be effective and it continues to be effective, great, good. But don't count on it. This is a message to those of you in Connecticut and anybody else who lives in a state where the politicians are making symbolic gestures about protecting your property. Don't count on it for half a second. These are the same people that were willing to sell you down the river yesterday until there was an outcry. And this whole situation is evidence of the fact that these politicians are just as scared as anybody else. They're scared they're going to lose their jobs. They're scared
they're
not going
to be scared they're going to lose their houses.
Well, that too. They're scared they're not going to get reelected. And so it may be possible to get something out of them, but you need to, if you are concerned about your property rights, you need to be willing to defend them personally. And that means standing in front of the bulldozers. That means not letting them take your property by physical force if necessary. Because if they're going to take it from you with force, I think that deserves force in return. Don't you, Manwich?
I don't know if I'm quite ready to do that.
It's called self-defense.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show toll-free. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
If you want to do it, though, you better do it now. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till tomorrow night, because we do it six nights a week, by the way, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff there free. It's always been free. It always will be free. Archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, bulletin board system, and much, much more. You go enjoy it on the house, freetalklive.com. And we will never ask you for any money to pay for the site. But we are asking you to support the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And very simply, it's allowing you to literally buy out our commercial airtime. Literally. For $3 a month. If you and other people do it together, we get to a certain level, we'll reduce our commercial airtime by 25%.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah. I think pretty much everybody that listens to talk radio wants less commercial time. And we will replace that commercial time with more show time. So if that excites you, and as an added bonus, your money's actually not going to my bank account. It's going to pay for advertising for the show. It's going to pay to promote the show on the internet.
Not going to my bank account either.
No, definitely not going to your bank account. So there you go, amp.freetalklive.com. Hey, let's do a quick email before we get out of here, Manwich.
Sure.
This one from Jeff. He says, greetings, FTL. A member of our local Libertarian Party sent me an email about your show a few weeks ago, and I haven't missed a show since. Make use of your archives daily. My wife and I enjoy the show. I just can't convince her yet to send a picture to become a Shriner. Well, all in good time, Jeff. He says, on to my subject. Central Indiana is saying, please tax us so we can keep the cults. Counties in central Indiana are passing a 1% food and beverage tax to fund the new stadium. Marion County in Indianapolis already had a 1% food and beverage tax, but they said double it. What do you guys think of the idea that taxpayers fund private organizations' buildings? This seems to happen with sporting venues most often. Isn't the NFL a private organization? I enjoy football, but I don't understand how we agree to spend thousands of dollars on tickets and merchandise to fund millionaire salaries and then say, tax us some more so you can build a new place of business.
Well, the fact is, they're not agreeing to a tax. What they're agreeing to is to taxing everybody else. Because they are free, whoever wants this tax is free to donate as much money as they want to the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
So that the Colts will stay. They can, you know, you can write yourself a check. If you're a football fan, you can write yourself a big old check to the Colts for $1,000. Here you go. I want you to stay in Baltimore? Where the hell are they?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, that's right. Sorry. I like the Colts. I think they're a good team. I want you to stay in Indy, and here's a check. Well, the thing is when you vote for it, you make everybody else pay, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't pay, well, the restaurants are in big trouble with the revenue departments there, and that's not good. That's mean.
Right.
It's crappy to do. Voting this stuff in, it's force. It's
the
wrong.
It's the worst kind of corporate welfare. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a multimillionaire, and he's right. These guys that own stadiums, they're not begging for cash on the street, you know, on the side of the street, mm-hmm. but they are begging. They are begging for cash. They come to the county government and say, please, will you help us out?
And
we just need $100 million.
There'll be genuine sports players come and play football. You can go see anybody play football. Right here in the little town that I live in Tampa Bay, in the Tampa Bay area, there's guys that play football, and I can go watch them. Now, mm-hmm. they call themselves a team. There's no TV cameras out there. But if you are a real fan of the sport,
you'll go watch.
Yeah.
It's an outrage that cities and towns tax people for sports stadiums. It's bad. I don't think anybody could defend it, except for the bureaucrats. We'd love to hear from somebody who could. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we are against it. We're coming back with more tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us here for more Free Talk Live and join us online at freetalklive.com and help us amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. See you.